Arguably. Arguably. Arguably, the central point, the key of all of Parshat B'Shalach, is the story of Kriyat Yamsuf. Famous Kriyat Yamsuf. David HaMelech, in Tehillim, in the Prakim of Hallel, Prakim that we say for Hallel, when he describes Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the following. The chase is tell me Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'ei, I saw you Zolak HaShol Yisrael Ma'am Shalos Sos. Hayam Rav Ayana. We all know it. But think for a moment. It says, Hayam Ra'a Vayana. The sea, I was going to say the sea saw. I guess so. Hayam Ra'a Vayana. The sea saw and ran away. So the obvious question is, and pardon the question, but what did the sea see? What did the sea see? What was Hayam Ra'a Vayana? What did it notice? What did it see that it ran away? Now, think about it. The Medrash says as follows. Hayam Rav Ayanos Mai Ra'a. Arono Shel Yosef Yored Layam. It saw the Aron carrying the remains of Yosef enter, being getting ready to enter into the Yam Suf. That's what the Yam Suf saw. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yonos Mipnei Hanas, let the sea run away before the person who ran away. Shneemar, Vayonos Vayetze Achutza. The Medrash quotes the passage from Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef had entered Potiphar's house, no one was home that day. Ashes Potiphar attempts to seduce Yosef, grabs his clothing, and Yosef runs out of the house. So Vayonos Vayetze Achutza, Af Hayom Yiyei Nos Nipana, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef ran away, let the sea run away before the Aron of Yosef. So at a simple level, it means that b'shchut that Yosef didn't sin with Eishes Potiphar, B'nai Yisrael will be Zolcha many years later, centuries later, with Kriyas Yamsuf. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out something amazing. The Medrash doesn't say that Kriyas Yamsuf will take place because Yosef didn't sin. If you think about it, Yosef could have stayed where he was and just rebuffed Eishes Potiphar and said, no, get away from me, don't touch me. The Medrash says that Kriyas Yamsuf occurs not because Yosef doesn't sin, but rather because Yosef ran away. It was Bizchut running out of the house. That's why we zochet Kriyas Yamsuf. What was so unique about not just refraining from being chote, but from running out of the house? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that we see here a tremendous yesod when it comes to Avodas Hashem. There's one level of Avodas Hashem that a person refrains from doing chatoy. But there's a higher level. And that higher level is a person stays away from situations which are dangerous for his neshama. Not only does he not just refrain from the chait, but if there's a situation which poses for him a sakana ruchanit, then he's out of it. That was Yosef. It's not only that Yosef didn't sin with Eishes Potiphar, but Yosef came and ran out of the house. Despite the fact, if you take a look at the Ramban there and the Pasha, running out of the house really endangered Yosef even more. Because he appeared to be like a criminal who's trying to run away from the scene of the crime. And Eishes Potiphar come along and say, instead of she admitting to the truth that she tried to seduce him, that it was the reverse. And Yosef does something that makes himself look somewhat guilty. But if you're in a situation to remain in the house with Eishes Potiphar and no one else is in that house, that's dangerous for his neshama. And he runs out of the house. And says of Chaim that we see from here how much a person has to refrain from nisyonot. It's a mistake for a nazir to decide that he's going to take a stroll through a vineyard. The nazir is told to walk around the vineyard, away from the vineyard. But don't go through the vineyard. And every morning, in davening Birchas HaShachar, we say a tefillah. Sometimes we're even awake when we say the tefillah. We say, "V'al tibyein the lowly day chait, the lowly day aveira v'yavon, the lowly day nisayon." Don't bring us to nisyonot. We don't want nisyonot. Now the truth is, we probably didn't always say this Birchas HaShachar. This was a later takana. Because there was a great person who didn't understand this message. And that was David HaMelech. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells the story, we talked about it when we did Bayot HaChatziyot, those of you in the class, about David and Bathsheba. The David HaMelech was wondering one day, what was the difference between him and the Avos? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the difference between him and the Avos is that the Avos underwent Nisyonos and David HaMelech didn't. So David HaMelech said, "No, okay, give me a Nisayon." And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Well, if you want one, it wasn't recommended, but if you want one," he gave him a Nisayon. And the Nisayon he gave him was Bathsheba, and David failed. And Chazal comment, this is not my comment, this is Chazal, in Gemara in Sanhedrin. La'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon. Person should never bring himself to nisayon. Sha'arei David melech Yisrael hevi atzmo lidei nisayon v'nechshal. David HaMelech brought himself to a nisayon and he failed. What about the Avos? The Avos never asked for nisayon. Avram Avinu didn't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, test me with 10 nisyonos." He didn't ask for 10 nisyonos, he didn't ask for 5, he didn't ask for 1. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, "V'alukim nisyonot avkim." And if you wonder, and if you're placed in a situation where you're forced to undergo a nisyon, and in life we are many, many times placed in situations where we have nisyonos, but it's not because we asked for it. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us there. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us there, then he gives us a little bit extra siyata d'shmaya, and a little bit extra kocho to deal with that nisayon. It's our choice how we act. But we have that little bit of siyata d'shmaya. If on the other hand, we ask for the nisayon, we beg for it. We go looking for it. Because the Baruch says, "It's not my responsibility to give you any extra siyata d'shmaya. You have to do it just on your own koch." And if David HaMelech couldn't do it on his koch, who thinks that they're better and more capable to withstand the nisayon? Not the contrary. What do we say in Birchos HaShachar? Al tibyein lo dechet, lo lidei aveira v'yavon, lo lidei nisayon, lo lidei v'zayon. Because if we ask for the nisyonot, we can end up with bizyonot. David HaMelech assuredly was not happy about the parsha of Bathsheba after it occurred. It was not his finest moment. He asked for a nisayon, and Chazal tell us, and the Navi tells us, that he was nichshal. And there's a tremendous bizayon. But he learned his lesson, and he taught us the lesson. And that's what we should do. We want to avoid bizayonos, avoid nisayonos. And on the contrary, a person who learns from Yosef to run away from the nisayonos can be zocha to tremendous nisim and tremendous Yeshua, like Am Yisrael was zocha to Kriyat Yamsuf.